This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
Up first tonight, a bill before the Victorian State Parliament could see vilification laws in the state extended to cover the LGBTQI+ communities. Public submissions on the Racial and Religious Tolerance Amendment Bill close next week, and a local LGBTQI+ legal service is hoping to hear from the community. LGBTQI+ legal service lawyer Sam Elcombe has welcomed the bill.
Fiona Patten, who's in the upper house, has put a bill to Parliament to increase the scope of the current Act to ensure that it includes the different protected attributes. So LGBTIQ status would be included in that, as well as gender and also disability. So it's seeking to increase the protections to different parts of our community.
And what is the LGBTQI+ legal services view of the proposal?
We are very supportive of the idea that there be extensions to ensure that LGBTIQ people, people with disabilities and women are protected from hate speech. At the moment, the only protections under the Act are for race and religion, and we certainly think those attributes should be protected. We just want to see them extended to different parts of the community as well, so that we don't have to endure hate speech and be subjected to, horrible, horrific trolling online like happens to people so often.
How would this work in relation to the federal discrimination laws? Because this is state-based, yeah?
Yeah, so this it's a bit different to discrimination law. It's kind of related but separate. So discrimination law relates to an area of public life. So say, for example, if a hospital discriminated against you, for example, you could bring a claim, whereas this is about hateful comments that, for example, might be posted about you online that, comments like, a gay person should go to hell and, I think we should go out and kill them or something like that. This is the kind of thing that would be protected under the state laws if it passes.
And the LGBTQI+ Legal Service is currently doing a call out for community members to share their experiences. What are you looking for with this call out?
Yeah, so we want to know what people's experiences are. So we want to know if this is a problem for people. We kind of assume that it is. But, we actually want to know if people are being subjected to hate speech and if it's occurring online or on the street. So we really like people to get in touch with us. Like if you've been, subjected to bullying out in public, people saying vile things to you, or if you've been, seen something happen at a rally where somebody said something really awful out in public. But I think that probably for a lot of people, the experience is going to be online hate speech. And we'd really like to hear people's experiences about that. And even though it's a difficult topic to ask about, we think it's really important to find out what harm people have been subjected to as a result of it. So if you've had to take time off work, if you've had to go see a counsellor, if you've had to quit your job, for example, over it, they're the kind of stories that we really need to hear, because we want to be arguing that the harm that's being caused is an important part of the equation in terms of whether or not you can bring a claim. So we're looking for people to tell their stories about that as well.
And how can they do that?
So if you'd like to get in touch with us, please do. Our email address is lgbtiqlegalservice@skls.org.au, which stands for St Kilda Legal Service. Or you can message us on Facebook, and that's LGBTI Legal Service on Facebook.
Submissions to the LGBTQI+ Legal Service can be kept confidential. Head to the St Kilda Legal Service website, skls.org.au. This is The Informer.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.